Folks, while the administration, the PDM government, has declared a war against the Supreme Court, it looks like Pakistan is going to be a country with no law and no constitution. And that will lead to an anarchy and an ultimate demise of the country. There is no way the country can stay in one unit if the elections are not held according to the Supreme Court decision. And if it is violated, that means that it is an absolute banana republic and with a jungle law where everybody is the government. And that is going to be very dangerous, just not for the country, but for the whole world. It is going to spill out in other neighboring countries as well, and Pakistan will spiral down to an uncontrollable destruction. It is amazing that all this is being done by PDM at the behest of GHQ thugs, the property dealers, and the biggest enemies of the country. I have said many times that the journals in GHQ, they are actually not Pakistanis. These are the people who are raised to run Pakistan while they have no right of it. From day one, the officer grade of the Pakistan Army is isolated from the civilians. They are generally selected from a far off area, small towns, or very remote villages where the kids cannot get more than interpass. And they are hired and then they are brainwashed totally. The first lesson is that you are the owner of the country and the people you own are anti-Pakistan. There is not even a single Pakistani which GHQ thinks is a patriot or is faithful to the country. While the facts are otherwise, it is the GHQ gang which has never been faithful to the country. Their main aim was to destabilize the country every time they are not in power and thereby never allow it to have any coherent or rational program for the progress of the country. Although we had some five-year plans during the time of Ayub Khan, but that era was the most dangerous for civilians because Ayub Khan was also doing the same thing what these today's bastards are doing, for wiretapping, phone tapping, and blackmailing every civilian leader. When the Ayub Khan came in power, he enforced an illegal law of Abdo, whereby he disqualified many civilian leaders, and then later they took away a lot of bureaucrats they thought are not in their favor. And then of course the court decision of Justice Munir was a proof that the country was now owned by this military gang and of course Punjabi gang. And it has come to a limit when they don't even want to see any civilian face. I mean, if I've said previously that if you see any military officer coming to his hometown on vacation, he will not mingle with civilians. He is told to stay away from civilians. And that is why their IQ is so low. First, they are second-class interpass. Secondly, they have no idea how the civilian or the civilized society works, and they don't know that in a fascist mentality government, the country never progresses. Not only they introduce fascism in Pakistan, but they also force the shit of religion, claiming that Islam, Pakistan was created for Islam, an absolute bullshit idea. Because we have so many Islams, there cannot be a country based on Islam. because every sect and every group has its own Islam. They don't consider them as Muslim. One sect want to kill another sect, and ironically both will shout Allahu Akbar. The guy who they are killing will shout Allahu Akbar, and the guy who is killing will shout Allahu Akbar. So this bullshit of religion, which should not have been a part of any society, let alone the country, is the reason why GSQ was able to sabotage and destroy the country from within. Their claim, Pakistan was created for Islam shit, and they put mullahs on top. Because when you have religion in the government, then mullah is in the government. And then when he is corrupted, the whole society, even from the lower level, is corrupted. So the corruption which started with the military gang stripped down to mullahs and then business communities and all that. Because no one in Pakistan ever realized what are the basic norms and need of a modern country or modern society. They talk about government and the democracy, but they had no idea that in democracy, government is responsible for everybody from cradle to grave. While in Pakistan, because of the shit of religion, everything is on Allah, which nobody has ever seen or nobody can ever catch. If Allah comes personally in this world, which of course he will not, then 220 million Pakistanis will not only run after him, will beat the hell out of him, because he never listened to them. But the Pakistanis, they use Allah, they use Muhammad and all these associates every day just to fool others, because all of these associates and even Muhammad was never a man to follow. There was no way that he could be followed even during his time, because he was kind of like free soul. He loved sex. He was having sex whoever he finds. And he specially brought an ayah for himself where Allah said, Muhammad, we know your problems, and that is why we have allowed you to have as many wives and concubines, slave girl, as you like. But for others, only four. I mean, this thuggery of coming from the Allah, so-called Allah, is the actual reason why the woman lost every right in Muslim world, and they could never prosper or have a reasonable, rational, and a peaceful society. That is why we see that we never saw democracy, we never saw real civilization, and we never saw justice in Muslim society. And the same is happening in Pakistan, where justice, if met, is only given to poor in the form of punishment. If he makes a crime, he goes to jail, stay in jail for years before even his case is heard. And by the time his case is decided, he is a dead meat. Lot of people in jail have died while they were incarcerated for petty crimes. But this is what Pakistan is about. A place where crime is not an issue for rich people. A place where crime is not an issue for mullahs. A place where crime is not a crime by Pakistani GSQ and the military. They violate the constitution every day, the laws every day. And then on top of that, they put their forced love on the nation. Now that nation has realized their thuggery and their true ugly face, you still see a lot of advertisements on TV where they are showing poor soldiers being martyred, and then his family saying, oh, mere sare bete Pakistan par qurban, and all this bullshit. The fact is, even the selection in Pakistan army is very discriminatory and based on racism. only the two divisions in the country out of more than 24 divisions are the one where Pakistan Army gets the soldiers and the officers. The rest, very few of them, they come from Sindh, Balochistan, and from KP, because they want to have a control on military under one pretext or the other. Where Punjabism and is rampant. As a matter of fact, these generals, their only aim is to do corruption in the name of Punjab. And they have so much money, because every year their budget, at the one time it used to be 65% of the budget, but now it is down to 20%. And out of that 20%, 15% goes in salary and pensions, and they all that money goes to Punjab. That is why in Pakistan we only see prosperity in Punjab, only just 10-15% of the people who belong to military gang. The rest of the Punjab has the same condition as the rest of Pakistan. Balochis being under absolute terrorism and fascism by GSU gang has the highest poverty level. But they have invoked Balochi pride, they have hurt Balochis, and the Balochis will never be pro-Pakistan now. Same is the case with KP. The Pashtuns, they are turning into anti-Pakistan, and there are many Pashtun movements which are openly declaring the freedom from Pakistan. And it is not that far, because in Pakistan you see everything wrong, everything absolute stupid. I mean, if you think about, even if you run a home, you will see that you have to do some justice, you have to be fair to everybody in the house. And if you are not, then definitely the house will be in absolute turmoil and will break up. So Pakistan, the country of Pakistan, which has been facing the corruption, the nepotism, the bribery, and the worst of all, the anti-country sentiment are so rampant that we don't see today that Pakistan can really survive. And unfortunately, no other country is to be blamed for it, because neither India, which never tried to actually hurt Pakistan, they only wanted to keep Pakistan a peaceful, which minds in its own business and help its poor. But even the Israel, which of course has no relation with Pakistan, have done nothing against the state of Pakistan. The only people who hurt Pakistan, they are Arabs, they are Saudis, and they have fleeced so much dollar from this country that it's unbelievable to see how it got bankrupt, how the oil blackmail of Arabs destroyed Pakistan's economy, how the honor of the country was sacrificed by GSU gang on the behest of Saudis, and how the country was totally destroyed from A to Z with no positive right now. And it is amazing that this Saudis, they will put quota on Pakistan, that you have to send so many people, that because they make millions of dollars from Pakistanis going to Hajj. I've said many times, Hajj and Umrah shit is one of the reasons why Pakistan is bankrupt. And then we have a society in Pakistan under the shit of religion, which is totally unproductive, anti-job, anti-woman, anti-minority. I mean, so much so that one Hindu officer from Bol News, which is against the GSQ gang, is in jail for last 2 weeks, and nobody knows what has happened to him. And nobody want even to say a word, because I'm sure it is picked up by ISI, and they will put some fake cases against him and treason and all that bullshit. While they, the most, almost every journal in Pakistan is a traitor, is an outsider, is worse than any occupier in the history of this area. I mean, there are people today who praise British rule, British army, the way, the type of training and professional training they had, the principle they followed, and the professionalism they displayed in every war they fought in India. That is why at one time only 200,000 British soldiers were in India, controlling over 500 million people and a vast area. Today we have a tiny Pakistan, which where we have more than 500,000-600,000 this outsider military gang who is fleecing the country and has destroyed it from within. All they have done is created an animosity with India for no reason, so they can justify their existence. All they have done is keep the Kashmir issue alive, so they can justify their high salaries. I mean, if you look into what this GSU gang has done, I'm sure when the people will realize it fully, they will go after them. They will not be able to live in civilian areas. And the time will come when all their family has to migrate overseas to save their lives. Because the people are coming to know very clearly. And this anger is boiling to a limit which will explode in the country. And all this GSQ gang and of course the PDM leaders, they will run away from the country. What will happen after that, we don't know. I hope the world community helps Pakistan to stay in one, and to stay united and help them to survive. It's a matter of 220 million people who are at risk just because this GSQ gang, that they wanted to control a country and make billions of dollars and become billionaire. That is why I would say, even if one is, if Imran Khan comes, he will not be able to save this country. There is no way. Because you cannot save a country where the shit of religion is the main reason for the country's destruction. And Imran Khan has no choice but to follow that shit. As a matter of fact, he has used religion to create awareness in the country. But I hope that he takes out the Islamic laws, introduces secularism, and he uses religion only to create the awareness against this military gang. I mean, his idea of La ilaha illallah and this slogan makes you free is a good idea. And he might use this idea to eliminate this GSQ thuggery and hang some of these journals in the name of whatever he uses to. But after that, the country will remain in absolute turmoil, because the society don't change overnight. To change society, you have to introduce education, which will take at least 50 years. You have to give right to women, which will take another 50 years, because the mental psyche of Pakistanis is an absolute disarray. And we see that this is not going to happen overnight. The 50% of the population is in absolute, absolute disarray and have no right. That is why the country can never survive. I can only wish that the world community will help Imran Khan. If he gets rid of this shit of religion from the world, from Pakistan, and introduces a civilized ideology, civilized mentality, where everybody has a right and everybody can survive and progress. Right now, it is close to impossible. Think about it. God bless you.